Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Friday of the sixth week in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, how do you do your faith? Faith without works is dead, says today's first reading from James chapter 2, verses 14 through 24 and 26. In other words, if we really have faith in God, we're eager to do the work of God. We're eager to share Him with others. We're eager to do whatever He tells us to do. How eager are you? It's a measure of how much faith in God you truly have. Often, however, instead of living by faith, we live by fear. We're afraid that if we talk about God openly, others will reject us. We're afraid that if we obey God as He speaks to us through the moral teachings of the Church, life will be too hard, too distasteful, too uncomfortable, or too disastrous. We're afraid that if we take seriously the scriptures about tithing and donate 10% of our income to the parish and Good News Ministries and other charities, we'll end up in poverty, or at best, miserable from not buying as much stuff as we'd like. Jesus explains in today's gospel reading from Mark chapter 8, verses 34 and chapter 9, verses 1, what the work of faith really involves: carrying our crosses out of love for others, like He did. There is no greater work than to carry the burden of loving the unlovable despite their sins against us. There is no greater blessing than to transform our sufferings into an offering to God for the sake of those who are ungodly. Years ago, I complained to my spiritual director about an ordeal that I was enduring. I don't remember what the cause of my suffering had been, but I will never forget how he responded. Instead of seeing your cross as a curse, realize it as a blessing. How? I asked. By embracing it, he said. My fear had been that this cross was going to lead to an unredeemable disaster. Once I stopped vainly trying to get rid of it, the weight felt much lighter. When we accept that we will always have people in our lives who reject us, demand too much from us, or hurt us in some other way, and when we accept our sufferings as uniting ourselves to Jesus on His cross, our pain becomes prayer. And once we've done this, we gain Christ's strength and energy to do what is good and loving. In faith, we know that after every cross, there is always a resurrection. In faith, we willingly do whatever is uncomfortable or difficult because we know that the end results will be far better than anything we'd get from the so-called easy alternative. Faith is a free gift from the Holy Spirit to us. Putting faith to work is the gift of Jesus to others.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.